Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Let's start the show this week with an overture on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
From Oklahoma means another 60 minutes of Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
And me, Alistair Woodgate.
Welcome to 60 Minutes from the Best of the Musicals. Now, in your special programme, Alistair, there was a song that had reminded me of that last knockings of the Oklahoma Overture. Did it sound like a train?
Ah, yes. Life is Like a Train from On the 20th Century.
On the 20th Century, yes, of course.
Didn't it sound like that?
It did.
Anyway, welcome to the programme. If you'd like to take part, it's musicals at btinternet.com, and we thank you sincerely for tuning in every week because we enjoy putting the programme together and we hope you enjoy it as well. Do get in touch, musicals at btinternet.com.
Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously.
But Moses, he noses, his toes aren't roses, as Moses supposes his toes to be.
Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously.
A mose is a mose.
A rose is a rose.
A toes is a toes.
Up-de-doody-doody Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously. Moses, he noses his toes aren't roses, as Moses supposes his toes to be.
Moses supposes his toes are roses.
Moses supposes
supposes his toes to be
roses, 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 roses. But Moses supposes his toes could it be a lily or a daffodilly? It's gotta be a rose, cause it rhymes with Moses.
Why not?
Time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Now, before we do that, as you always know, if you're a regular listener, we do lots of features on the programme, which are...
We do, yes. We've got our 2 at 22, which this week is 2 from Follies.
Oh, I love Follies.
Yeah.
And the Lyrical Challenge, which we've already introduced.
He was so chilled in the corner, he was just waiting for his biscuit and cup of coffee. So relaxed was he. You're listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Now, we have got the Lyrical Challenge, which this week is from...
Well, I'm not going to tell you. That's what you've got to guess, Mark.
All right, then. Go on, give us the lyrics.
I'll give you the lines.
Go on, then.
Okay, here we go. It is, I don't need no money, fortune or fame. I've got all the riches, baby. One man can claim.
Oh, now I like that. Mm. I do like that. Yeah. I think I might know that.
Oh.
Out in the darkness, a fugitive running, fallen from grace, fallen from grace. God be my witness, I never shall yield. Till we come face to face, till we come face to face. He knows his way in the dark, but mine is the way of the Lord. And those who follow the path of the righteous shall have their reward. And if they fall as Lucifer fell, the flame, the thorn. In your multitudes, scarce to be counted, filling the darkness with order and light. You are the sentinels, silent and sure, keeping watch in the night, keeping watch in the night. You know your place in the sky. You hold your course and your aim. And each in your season returns and returns, and is always the same. And if you fall as Lucifer fell, you fall in flame. And so it has been, and so it's written on the doorway that those who falter and those who fall must pay. me find him, that I may see him, safe behind bars. I will never rest till then. This I swear by the stars.
Get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
I'm applying for a place in the tent on behalf of my dad. His name's Ben. And if men could be scored out of 10, then my dad would be 9.5. He loses half marks because his icing is sloppy, his fondant too wet. But I bet he'd be so much better if he could just get a less wetter technique. But if my dad was on your show, I know he would kill it. People say he's a baking pro, so he'd definitely win it. But he needs a makeover. Bake Off, please take over. Stop him from wearing his denim and plaid. Please pick my dad.
Hey, I like this shirt. It was my granddad's.
You can tell.
Well, go on. Carry on.
No, that's it.
No, there's loads more. I can see.
No, really. It's just waffle, honestly.
Come on. Give it here. Can't be that bad. Unless you've told them about my Elvis impersonation.
Oh, trust me, no one needs to know about that.
I need you to know, I'm so worried he's let himself go. Since Mum passed away, he spends every day in his shed with his toolkit. I don't!
Yes, you do, cos Mum was the glue, now he's falling apart.
Tells his friends he's fine, but I know that's a lie. Cos I still hear him cry. If my dad was on your show, you'd see he's amazing. And if Mum was still here, I know she'd stand up and praise him. Cos my dad did everything. He washed every sock and he cared round the clock. Did his best just to stop her from being in pain.
And I know he'd do it again. So Great British Bake Off producers, my dad is the best. Hashtag blessed. And it's true, together we have our fun. But I wouldn't mind if he met someone. Then maybe he wouldn't be sad. Please pick my dad. Best wishes and regards, Lily, age 9.
Hey everyone, Darren Day here. You are listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Somewhere on a show, I heard that a picture tells a thousand words. So telly, if you bother to take a look, is the equivalent of, like, lots of books. All I know I learned from telly, this big beautiful box of facts. If you know a thing already, maybe you can switch the channel over just like that. Endless joy and endless laughter, folks living happily ever after. All you need to make you wise is 23 minutes plus advertisements. Why would we waste no energy turning the pages 1, 2, 3 when we can sit comfortably on our lovely bumper list, watching people singing and talking and doing stuff? All I know I learned from telly, the bigger the telly, the smarter the man. You can tell from my big telly just what a clever fella I am.
Take it away, son. You can't learn that from a stupid book.
All I know I learned from telly, what to think and what to buy. I was pretty smart already, but
But now I'm really, really smart, very, very smart.
Endless content, endless channels, endless chat on endless panels. All you need to fill your muffin without having to really think or nothing. Why would we waste our energy trying to work out allocees when we can see it happily on a lovely back release? Watching slightly famous people talking to really famous people. All I know, I learned from telly. The bigger the telly, the smarter man. You can tell from my big telly just what a clever fella I am. Who the Dickens is Charles Dickens? Mary Shelley, Cossie, Sam Smelly, Harry Potter, what a rotter. Jane Austen, in the compost bin. James Joyce, doesn't sound nice. Ian McEwan, I feel like spewing. William Shakespeare, William Shakespeare, Moby Dick.
Easy, Grandma.
All together now. All I know, I learned from Shelley.
Thank you very much. That was from Matilda Telly. And before that, we heard My Dad from the Great British Bake Off and Stars from Les Miserables.
Ah, lovely.
You saw Great British Bake Off, didn't you, Mark?
I loved it. Honestly, it's the sort of show that you wouldn't actually... If you saw it in print, unless you were an absolute avid fan of the Great British Bake Off, you would not go and see it as a musical. But I tell you what, 2 hours of great fun.
Yeah.
And that song, My Dad, is such a lovely song.
Yeah. Yes, it is a nice song, yeah.
Well, you know that because you've been listening to it. You're listening to Grease Band and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, Alistair Woodgate and Julia Rufi. And from that, we're going to this.
In touch. Text 07857 982 459.
Stiff upper lip.
Carry on.
Chin up.
Stiff upper lip.
Stout fellow.
Carry on.
Old fluff.
Chin up.
Keep muddling through.
Stiff upper lip.
Stout fellow.
When they go a-truck.
Tip, tip.
To old man.
thick and thin. If you feel you're in the right, let the fighting spirit win.
Fight, 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 fight.
Sit up and hear,
stout fellow,
when you're in the
stew. This is your motto.
Keep muddling through.
Oh, yeah, that was really great, wasn't it? Stiff Upper Lip from Crazy For You. That's the original London recording. And before that, we heard Tonight from Tina the Musical.
I think Alistair's had too much sugar this week. He's bouncing around like Tigger in the studio. Okay, you ready for Ask the Experts?
Ready as well ever
been. I wouldn't say ready, but go on, okay, here we go.
Question one, true or false? A Greta Garbo movie, Nick Nocta, was made into a musical, true or false?
Ninotchka.
That was, wasn't it? Ninotchka?
Greta Garbo movie. I would never have seen it.
But it's either going to be true or false.
Something in the back of my mind says
we'll say true.
Okay, going for true? Yeah, it's absolutely true.
I thought so.
Question two. In what way are Cabaret, Mamma Mia and Fiddle on the Roof connected?
I think we might need a little time to think that one through.
Okay, number three.
Cabaret, Mamma Mia and Fiddle on the Roof.
How are they connected? I mean, there is a few other things, but there's one particular
one. All right.
Question three. What film and stage musical does My Funny Valentine come from?
Pal Joey.
Wow, no hesitation there from Mrs. Bush, straight in. So it's just question two we've got to work out. In what way are Cabaret, Mamma Mia and Fiddle on the Roof connected? We'll give the answer shortly. If you know what it is, it's musicals@beatinternet.com.
I walk down the street, I hear people say, baby, so sweet, ever since puberty, everybody stares at me, boys, girls, I can't help it, baby, so be kind, and don't lose your mind, just remember that I'm your don't waste my time.
I hate mess, but I love you. What to do with my impromptu, baby? So be wise, 'cause this girl satisfies. You got a prize, then don't compromise. You're one lucky baby. Happy boy.
Control freak.
Ooh, I was meant to be
snobby and over-attentive.
And if you give a damn,
love is a
drum. Get tight, baby.
And hang on to Sunday.
That's it. The straw that breaks my back. I quit. Unless you take back with me.
What is it about them?
Can't live with them or without them.
Take Me or Leave Me from Rent here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, Julie Rufy and Alistair Woodgate. And like last week, there's a small correction, but it's not a correction, is it?
Because no, it's not really. It's not a correction because, like a lot of other things, it's appeared in more than one
it's
show.
It's a qualification.
Qualification. Wish I had one of those.
When you asked the question about My Funny Valentine.
Yes.
And Julia very rapidly said it comes from Pal Joey. Does indeed come from Pal Joey, but it wasn't written for Pal Joey. It was written for Babes in Arms.
Oh,
so it's been in both musicals.
In both.
Oh, wow. So you're both right.
Yeah, we are, but then there's a lot of other ones like that, because White Christmas, for example, is in the show and in White Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Now, White Christmas was written for Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
And the producers then decided to take the number
and
write a whole musical around it. The funny thing about that, the producers and indeed Bing Crosby didn't think that White Christmas was going to be the big hit from Holiday Inn. They thought it was going to be one of the other numbers, but in fact it turned out to be White Christmas, and then the producers took that on and developed it as a musical in its own right.
Well, when it comes to Christmas, when you get those first few notes of White Christmas, I mean, the hairs on the back of your neck go, even now.
Mm.
At 61, and when I was a kid, it's one of those memorable songs, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
See, we would have understood
We'll be hearing it in a week or two's time, won't we?
Yes.
Now we're into November.
Yes. Wow, yeah, I forgot.
Won't be long.
God, it's all happening.
I know.
This, my friend, is only the beginning, such a sweet beginning to. Now, at last, I see a chance of winning, see a chance of breaking through. Who can say today may live in history as long as there's a history? Yesterday the world was still a mystery, today it has a new and a different. So, my friend, let's send the old world spinning. Change is what I recommend. Come on, my friend, let's see this sweet beginning through to the bitter end. As long as there's a history,
there are so many things to remember.
Yesterday, the world was still a mystery. Today, it has a mystery.
beautiful day like today.
Now, my friend, let's send the old world spinning. Change is what I recommend.
With all due respect, I'd like to say a word or three.
My friend, let's see the sweet beginning through to the bitter end. Through to the bitter end.
What a man!
Through to the bitter end.
Grease paint and stage lights.
Let's just a few more hours. That's all the time you've got. A few more hours before they tie the knot.
There's drinks and girls all over London, and I've got to track them down in just a few more hours.
I'm getting married in the morning.
Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time. I got to be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in me prime. Girls, come and kiss me, show how you'll miss me, but get me to the church. For I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose the compass, and get me to the church, get me to the church. Be sure and get me to the church.
Wow, that was Get Me to the Church on Time from the original London cast of My Fair Lady. And before that, you heard The Beautiful Land from The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd.
Friends of the Crowd. I thought you said crowd for a minute.
No, The Crowd.
And in brackets, it said reprise. What's that mean?
That means that it's not the original, when the song's first sung, it's reprised later on in the show.
So do they do that because they haven't got enough music?
No, it's usually, you know, stressing the meaning of what's going on, you know.
What, like a recap of something?
Yeah, or reflecting because, you know, the first bit's happy and then she's died, so the second bit's sad.
Oh, I see.
See what I mean?
Fair enough. Okay, question two for Ask the Experts. In what way are Cabaret, Mamma Mia and Fiddler on the Roof connected?
Well, we don't know, basically. I wondered whether that there's a violin played in all three productions on stage. I'm just thinking of Fiddler on the Roof. I really can't think of anything.
Shall I give you the answer that's written on this piece of equipment to my right?
Go on then.
Yeah.
Because I can't find a link between them.
No.
It says that all of the songs involve money? See? Fiddle on the Roof, If I Were a Rich Man.
If I Were a Rich Man.
Mamma Mia.
Money makes the world go around.
Yeah. See?
Money. Okay. That's quite tenuous.
It's a very tenuous one. I think we could probably find another seven or eight musicals quite rapidly that also have a number money featuring in them. Money in.
What you don't know, what you don't know is those are the questions for next week.
You know who tells me that ain't so great?
You know who tells me wait? Nobody. So get out of my way.
Especially if you don't have something nicer to say.
Go try to break someone other.
Go find yourself someone else to smother.
Soundtrack. That was Bandstand and Nobody here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Now we're creeping out for our tour at 22. Now it's two songs from Follies.
It is indeed.
And
yes.
I love Follies. I think it's a great show.
It's a fabulous show.
Which two songs have we got in our list for?
Well, the first one, everyone I think will probably know, which is Broadway Baby. Pretty famous. The second one, maybe not so much, Too Many Mornings, which I love as a song.
Okay, have you got those? Have you written them down? Give yourself a pat on the back. If you didn't, well, as we always say, well, for the first time today anyway. Better luck next time.
Now it's time for this week's 2 at 22. two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
I'm just a Broadway baby, walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a show. Broadway baby, learning how to sing and dance, waiting for that one big chance to be in a show. I'd like to be on some marquee, all twinkling lights, a spark to pierce the dark, from Battery Park to Washington Heights. Someday, maybe, all my dreams will be repaid. Heck, I'd even play the maid to be. Mr. Producer, I'm talking to you, sir. I don't need a lot, only what I got, plus a tube of grease paint and a follow spot. I'm a Broadway baby, slaving out of 5 and 10, dreaming of the great day when I'll be in a show. Broadway baby, making rounds all afternoon, eating out a greasy spoon to save on my dough. At my tiny flat, there's just my cat, a bed and a chair. Still, I'll stick it till I'm on a bill all over Times Square. New York way, baby. The name has marks. Walking on my tummy. Shanghai has seen a kind of Madrid. To be an
in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
Too many mornings waking and pretending I reach for you. Thousands of mornings dreaming of my girl. All that time wasted merely passing through, time I could have spent so content, wasting time with you. Too many mornings wishing that the room might be filled with you. Morning to morning turning into days. Days that I thought would never end. All the nights with another day to spend. All those times I'd look up to see.
with her head against my head.
If you don't kiss me, Ben, I think I'm gonna die. How I plan what I'd wear tonight, and when should I get here? How should I find you?
Was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Lord, your wife was telling us before about this dancer, Tina Mara.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Exactly what sort of dancing does she do?
Mother?
Well, the last time I saw her perform, it was a rather exciting sort of a dance.
Poor Sam.
Exciting?
I think that's enough, Papa.
Oh, no, please.
Exciting in what way?
Well, she's just got that thing. She's got that thing. That thing that makes vines prefer to cling. Yeah, she's got that thing, that certain thing. She's got those looks, those fatal looks that make book censors enjoy their books. Oh, she's got that thing, that certain thing. Just what made Samson be for years Delilah's lord and keeper. She only had a pair of shears, but this one's got a reaper. She's got those ways, those taking ways that make men rush off to Cartier's for a wedding ring. She's got that thing.
We've got to be lucky.
She's got that thing. She's got that thing. That thing that makes bees refuse to sing. Yeah, she's got that thing, that certain thing. She's got that kiss that warms, that makes reformers reform, reform.
She's got that thing,
that certain thing.
They tell us Trojan Helen's lips made every man her slavey.
If Helen's face launched 1,000 ships, well, hers could launch a navy.
She's got those ways, those taking ways, that make men rush off to Cartier's for a wedding ring. She's got that thing.
grease paint, and stage lights.
Tequila shots!
I'll pass. It's kind of early.
Early here, but...
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Sun is hot. That old clock is moving slow. So am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime. And that's no lie.
Getting paid by the hour.
And older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I could call her something, but I'll probably just call it a day.
Somewhere else.
Then. Of course it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's also 3 in the morning.
I don't know. My usual policy is to take at least a few minutes getting acquainted, but I'd consider waiving that policy.
No, no. I was just making a point.
As was I.
Relaxing her just might take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know they'll be hell to pay, but hey, that's all.
Oh yes, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that came from Escape to Margaritaville. And before that, She's Got That Thing from High Society, the Broadway version.
And people who like country music will know when I say, what would Jimmy Ruffin say?
Oh yeah.
Because that's in that song.
That's in there, isn't it? Yeah.
Cracking song.
I like that song. I love it.
I do. I think it's a great one. Because at the end of the day, if you've had a really horrible day, you can have a drink because it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly. Exactly.
If it's a cup of tea, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Okay, the lyrical challenge. We're going to give you the lyrics from the song before we give you the answer, just to give you another chance. It's musicals@btinternet.com.
Okay, so if you haven't got it, here's your last chance. I don't need no money, fortune or fame. I've got all the riches, baby, one man can claim.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I reckon it's from a jukebox musical.
You think so?
I think so. Anyway, we've got to go because time's beaten us. Julia, thank you so much for your company.
And thank you.
Alistair, thank you for your company.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for tuning in. We do appreciate it every week you tune in to us. And if you want to take part in the programme, it's musicals@btinternet.com. And visit our website, www.greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk, and check out what we do, because we do lots of things, reviews.
We do, yes.
And you went to see a show. What was it called before we disappear?
Oh, Next to Normal. What a wonderful musical. Let's play something from that next week.
Let's do that. The answer to Listerick's lyrical challenge is...
It is My Girl from Ain't Too Proud.
You take care. Look after yourselves, look after your neighbours, and we'll converse in another 7 days. Ta-da!
This fella we've been scouting for a minute. Live
right on Euclid Avenue, one block behind me. Our folks knew some cuts by Jimmy Ruffin, but when he brought his little brother on stage.
You know, Otis, man, I've been seeing y'all rise for a minute. Was always hoping for my chance to work with you, be more than a side act for my brother.
You've been waiting to work with us. With a voice like yours?
A man ain't nothing without the right people beside him.
I was coming to try to talk you into being a Temptation.
Well, talk me into it then.
And that was us, the five classic Temptations. First time Smokey heard David, we knew he found his muse.
I've got so much honey, the bees envy me. I've got a sweeter song than the birds in the trees.
Whatever we had before, it wasn't what we have now. I wrote you something special. Go with that special voice. Nobody's gonna be able to sing it better.